This podcast is brought to you by Flam & Joe's in Spokane, Washington, with two convenient locations, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, or the original Valley location at 11618 East Sprague. You're never very far from wings, burgers, and beer. This town ain't that big. It's a 5-minute drive. With daily specials and happy hour specials from 3 to 6 and 9 to close, so you're not spending too much jingle. They have trivia every Wednesday at 8 o'clock or Buzz Time trivia on the TVs anytime. So come on down to Flamin' Joe's, kick it on the patio, and enjoy some hot wings and beer. The best of both worlds. Bonus offer, meet two members of the podcast, Chris and Justin. They work on the north side. Probably won't meet them. They work in the kitchen. And you probably don't want to meet them. They're abrasive people. And as Justin would say, there's no better way to spend your day on a hot summer day. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 25, where three best friends do not get together because Chris and Justin were off fucking around at work. For the fucking Seahawks game. They gotta make money. So it's the three quiet guys.
We did alright.
Yeah, we did okay, guys.
We did it. We did alright. Yeah, it's good.
Jacob's here.
Yeah, Jacob.
I'm here, yeah.
Robert's here.
Oh, yeah.
I set the record straight about hitting that kid with a fucking water balloon.
Yes, you sir did.
That I didn't fucking hit.
Granted, it wasn't as entertaining as Justin's, but it was the truth, and that's what we desire.
Yeah. Well, Justin's not full of the truth very much.
But he is a good guy sometimes. Sometimes.
Yeah. The whole reason we told that story is because I was defending Justin on how he's a good guy sometimes.
You had to tell a story of the truth to actually tell someone that he's actually a good person.
Robert was making outlandish fucking statements about how Justin's not a good guy. I'm like, no. He helped me out a couple times.
You know, it's like, you make it worse than I actually sounded. That's pretty...
Oh, maybe don't lie about my friend.
Wow. All right. Well, I still did feel pretty bad about his mom, though. And then,
yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But... And then we talked about my pot brownie experience.
I mean, it's real mom sometimes, and you won't feel bad about shit. Devil.
The devil. But, yeah, pot brownies for me. Red Death. Boom.
For like 2 seconds.
For like 2 seconds, yeah.
But at least it's still for 2 seconds, because Jacob doesn't really talk on the podcast.
And this kid that was a total asshole in high school.
Yeah.
Not to us, but, you know.
Just a total dick in general. Yeah,
but he made high school better in that aspect for us. Because we weren't ones getting in trouble.
For like 3 months. Yeah. Like it wasn't.
Still made it better.
It's not like, oh, high school sucks and he made it better.
Yeah.
So with that, game on.
Game on.
Game on.
All right.
So what episode is this?
So we're the 25.
Wow.
It's 25.
We're quarter, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this up because the three of us are very quiet.
We're quiet people.
That's funny.
Get into your mic. You are purpley. Turn you up.
Hello, my name.
It wasn't me because I was over here.
I like rusty spoons.
You never did?
No. I like.
I heard you didn't like fucking rejected.
Rejected?
My spoons too, man.
Rejected is the best.
I thought it was funny. I didn't think it was that great, though.
I was so excited. I was so excited that it was on the weird.
Right? I was excited about the fucking...
We should probably save this for the podcast.
It's recording.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So this is what it's like to be Chris. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah, you're always over here.
Yeah, I
see when it's going on.
I'm just totally, like, off side.
That's all right. We're it's all kind of off.
No, they played the epic rap battle of history when you were at Weird Al, too.
That was right. Yeah, that was pretty fucking great. Yes. Yeah.
I was like, just play the whole thing, man.
It's so good. It was...
Watch Bill Nye's response.
I know. I wanted that, but...
Yeah. No. So, Chris and Justin aren't here this week.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. We already played that bit once when you were gone.
You were all up for it before we even started this kinda. Damn thing.
But Chris is so fucking loud, he'd never shut up for the entire episode.
And that's not a bad thing.
And if you don't get pissed once during this episode, that means Justin's gone.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's truer than true.
I can try to get pissed. I can imagine that fat ass right here.
You hurt his feelings.
I hurt his feelings. That's funny.
Okay.
I don't think he has feelings, honestly.
Just got feelings.
No. No.
I've seen him cry man tears.
Wait. You have?
Maybe.
Maybe? You can't go fucking, oh yeah, and then maybe. Are you trying to defend your friend?
I've seen him sad.
Well, what was he sad about? You know, girlfriend dump him or what?
No, when his mom died. Asshole.
Wow. I feel great.
Yeah, that was
I walked into that one, didn't I?
You did. Okay.
Well,
not his real mom. He'd fucking throw a party, but his grandmother.
Yeah.
Also.
How'd she die?
She was his grandmother. She was old.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she had cancer. I don't know, man. Fuck.
I wait.
A helicopter come down and chop her head off or something. Shit, man.
Sometimes people are...
Justin, that's probably how it happened.
Probably not be wrong. Although we were at the old spaghetti factory when she did die, and I made at the time we were making your mother jokes all the time, and I let one fucking slip like 2 days.
You just pulled a Rob.
Yeah, I was like, your mom did that.
Oh my god. My bad.
Justin, I'm sorry. He's like, cool.
Well, of course.
And that was it, and then he walked away.
Okay, well that's good. Well, good on you, Justin. You took the high road finally.
He takes the high road a lot more than you think. Yeah. He takes the road most annoying a lot.
Totally.
But the high road, Justin's no stranger. Like
he's walked that road.
Right after Kathy and I got married, we were throwing water balloons off the roof.
Yeah.
I hit a car.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I was trying to hit a car. And they'll tell you, oh, the sunroof was open. You hit a fucking kid. They did that.
Wait, you hit inside?
No, I didn't. Sunroof was not open.
Okay.
It didn't hit a kid, but they spent forever fighting. I think we told this on the podcast once.
Okay.
I'm going to tell my side of it because they're assholes about it.
Please do. That's probably more truthful than anything.
I tell the truth a lot. Watch Chris fucking hitting his car. Hitting the table. No, so we were throwing water balloons. The original goal was Justin had a slingshot. It was a really good slingshot.
Okay.
And we were trying to get the water balloons to hit the trains.
Okay.
Because the old skate factory is right there.
Yeah,
the train track.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except for the slingshot was so powerful, it just popped the balloons before...
Oh, it even injected.
Yeah,
okay.
So then we just started throwing them into Monroe. We weren't supposed to be on the roof.
Whoops.
We weren't even supposed to be upstairs at all.
Yeah.
But we knew the chick with the keys, and she really liked us. Because we were us.
Yeah. You guys are awesome, man.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
And so she wanted to go smoke. So we went upstairs and we were just chucking water balloons.
Yeah.
And I hit a car. And she whips around the corner there.
Holy shit.
And starts screaming at us. Because I hit the windshield. I did hit that. I didn't hit the sunroof like they'd fucking tell you all the time.
You hit the sunroof and you hit the kid in the back and he was crying and you probably killed him.
Was that a Chris impression? Because that was fantastic.
Do you remember my car?
Yeah.
We were driving with the sunroof open, Sammy in the back seat. Totally got shit on by a bird.
Oh, that's gross.
That girl just like a bird's rap to get her.
Oh, fuck. I got shit on Riverfront Park by a bird once.
But it went through.
Am I the only one that has not got shit on?
That's perfect.
Wow.
So, she's screaming at us, you've never seen four grown-ass people, five. There were five of us up there.
Okay.
the stairs up to the roof were not to be walked on, period, let alone by everybody that was up there.
How old, like, was it just old, or was it...
They were super rickety. I don't think they were attached to the building.
Fuck, that sounds
bad. Yeah. So, we weren't supposed to be on the roof. You're not really supposed to... You were supposed to one at a time end up those...
Okay.
Just that last set of stairs.
Yeah.
We made it 3 floors down in, like, 5 seconds flat.
Because you guys were like, fuck this shit.
And you know when you're in trouble when you're a little kid, and you just go back to working hoping nobody fucking
knows? Yeah, you just like, I didn't do nothing. I've been working here since then.
I've been here this whole time. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
We were all super fucking quiet.
Trying to make yourself not obvious.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But you're making yourself just obvious.
Doing our prep work, like, on time. Which never happened. I'm sure you've heard us.
Oh, yeah.
Our routine would be to come in, read the paper.
Eat pizza. Yeah.
Well, we had to order the pizza first. That was lunch.
You had to order for a restaurant.
We would order Domino's to the back door. The old CA factory blows.
Do you have, like, a normal, like, regular delivery guy that would know you guys, or was it just kind of...
Probably. I don't know. I never paid for it. I just gave them money.
Oh, okay.
But he knew to go to the back door.
Okay, cool.
We would, like, eat apples in the bar, eat ice cream. Justin and I would look for jobs for, like, a half hour out of the paper.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So, it's, like, 12:30, and we're all working, and Eric, who's, like, the assistant kitchen manager...
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong? This is not how Sundays go. And we're like, shut up, Eric. And every time the back door, but you had to, like, buzz in until the restaurant was open, and then you had to go through the front door. Every time that buzzer would go off, all our hearts would fucking jump, and we'd just stare at the back door. And then when it was an employee, we'd go back to work and cut and fucking cheese bread and whatever.
Yeah.
And then we got everything done. Justin's off doing janitor and shit.
Okay.
And we calmed down. We finally fucking calmed down.
Yeah, during this time, were the guys, like, secretly giving you more shit about, oh, you hit the windshield?
No.
Or you hit the sunroof?
No, we
which
were,
you were free and clear.
We were all
shit.
In fucking trouble at that point. So,
and how long have you been working there at this point?
Yeah.
It was right after we got... It was right before I quit.
Okay. It like, so it's not like a year in your employment.
No, it was right after Kathy and I got married.
Okay.
Cool.
That's why we're fucking telling this story. So it wasn't too long after Kathy and I got married.
Yeah.
And we had just got our place, and we were being really cool. And then they see a lady talk, like, the restaurant had just opened.
Okay.
And we were cooking spaghetti, and we
you
were...
You guys, like, opened at what, 4, 5?
They opened at 4. Yeah.
On Sunday.
No, every day.
Oh, okay.
They've got lunch now and shit since we quit.
Oh, alright.
They opened at 4.
Yeah.
Because bag started at 3:15. Mm-hmm. So you had to have all the noodles going and ready to eat by 4.
Yeah.
And so we're in our nighttime shit. We've got our actual clothes on, and they see a lady talking to manager Mike up front.
Oh, shit.
Who works Saturday. They knew it wasn't that lady, but they came over to me and, like, that lady's fucking here, guy, for Jarrell, and she's fucking screaming at Mike about what you did. You hit her kid through the sunroof. Oh, I heard it, because you could go through the bar and hear the front fucking door.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I fucking panicked, just all the color from my face.
You were a ghost.
Yeah, and we were so good at, like, keeping a straight face when fucking with each other. Or that's how Justin and I have gotten away with telling people, like, I'm Justin, he's Darrell.
Yeah.
You heard those stories?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I have. Chris's fucking crush?
Yeah.
Oh, and then we blamed it on him.
So great.
So Justin and I have been fucking fantastic all three of us are just fantastic at keeping a straight face when we need to. It's like, you breathe in, you act like Marky Mark, look, feel good.
All things, Marky
Mark. You go in and you fuck, just fuck with the other person.
Right on.
Super hard. Yeah. So I was, like, on the verge of crying, like, I just got married. I'm going. But Justin, 2 hours prior, when we were all still freaking out, was like, if she comes in and yells at us, I'll say it was me, and then I'll get fired.
Oh.
Justin's a super good guy about shit sometimes. Like,
well,
he's always willing to take the fall.
He's the friend that matters when the time comes, basically.
Why? Who's fired? Why?
His mid port came open.
I had it wrapped.
Yeah, well, you didn't wrap it well enough.
It happens sometimes.
You didn't fight. You didn't get fired from the spaghetti factory, but you just got fired now. That was perfect timing, actually, Kathy. Good job.
Yeah, we were talking about the water balloons and how Justin was going to take the fall for me when I hit that car. Yeah.
So did Destin get fired then?
No, nobody got fired.
Oh, so no one got blamed?
No, because she never came in. She just screamed at us from the fucking street and then did whatever she was going to do.
Nice.
And then his friend kept telling him that she came in.
Yeah.
Right on. Sweet.
Is he all right? Covered in fucking... He wasn't covered in goo like 10 minutes ago when I was messing with him.
Oh, yeah, well, goo'd now. It's gross. It was mostly belly stuff, too.
Yeah, because it comes out of his belly and then all over the fucking floor. I'm sorry, sweet. I'll give them both baths tonight. Okay.
Redeemed. Boom.
No, they both need baths anyway.
Oh.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Justin's got his good guy side to him. He just likes fucking with people.
A lot.
Yeah.
Especially me.
Justin plays DD a lot. And by DD, he just drinks a little less than everybody else and drives fucking fine.
Yeah. Which is insane.
Ish. I wait for the day he gets pulled over and gets his butt searched and shit.
The butt searched?
Yeah. Everyone I know who's ever gotten pulled, like, gone in because for a drunk driving, that you go in, you have to spread your butt cheeks when they search you. Don't get arrested. I hear it's awful.
I never planned on getting arrested.
Yeah,
girl.
No.
Yeah, me neither, but it happens to the best.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Ugh, butt searching. Not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not fun.
So Chris and Justin aren't here. They're off working the Seahawks game.
Yeah.
Because Flamin' Joe's got super busy around Seahawks time.
And they missed some killer cut. Oh, pizza pockets. Oh, they were so good.
Yeah, Jacob brought fancy root beers.
Yep.
I couldn't drink it, but... Oh, we got, what, I got another week and a half?
So by next podcast?
Yeah.
Should, yeah.
They won't be here in a week and a half.
No, that's all right. Beer's beer, and I'm going to get crap-faced on October 1st.
There's a chance more might appear. I mean, yeah. I make no guarantees. I just...
Sweet.
Yeah, you're not made of money.
Well, I also,
you weren't going to school, man.
Nice thing about going to school is I still work, so...
Yeah.
Still make money.
That's good. And you're you got what? 1 year left?
1 more year.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That's legit.
Yep.
Boom, boom.
I don't miss college at all.
I have like certain moments of that I miss college. But like there's just like I really don't like doing homework.
I don't miss being that stressed about work I'm not doing.
Well, see, and I did the fun college where I just like painted. That was it.
I just did music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. You still hated it?
No, it was like the writing class and shit. And my math class that I never do
What
homework.
Are you talking about? Just did music. What about psychology that I just took you to school for and then I decided not to go to class and just...
So, well, at least you were good enough to wake up at 6:30 in the morning.
I pretty much would just go to the rec center and study for other classes. Like,
did gonna, you?
Yeah.
I thought you went back home.
No, I went and studied for like biology and shit.
We had a psychology class together.
At like 7:30.
Yeah, it was the only 7:30 class I ever took. And he and I would just sit in the back of the class like fucking hitting each other and passing notes and shit.
Yeah.
And then...
I think I still ended up with a C in that class.
I'd never bought the book. I would just borrow it from Jacob and then he stopped going so I eventually just ended up with his book.
Yeah.
And then every week we had to... We had a test,
yeah.
And you had a paper.
Okay.
I didn't write a single paper, and I passed on tests alone.
Wow.
I'm that good at test
taking. That was my thing, because I stopped showing up, and I still finished the class with a C.
Yeah. You guys remember the professor's name?
C5. It was some lady.
Yeah, she was younger, too.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably mid-30s now.
Okay.
It was 10 years ago.
So it was basically like a newbie teacher.
Well, she was like a social worker, too.
Yeah.
She might not be teaching anymore.
Yeah.
She only had like 2 classes a week.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't remember. She was a young teacher.
Yeah. I think that's why she didn't care that people weren't coming and shit.
Yeah. 7:30 is too early for a fucking class.
It's not fun. Yeah. Not that early.
But that was, yeah, I still somehow pulled it out with the Z, and I was like, I'll take it.
That's so cool. And you barely show up for class.
Uh-huh.
No, he would come pick me up from my house, because I lived up by...
He had responsibilities, Jerome.
He lived up by Kathy's parents, and I lived like 3 blocks. I lived over by Willard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's where my mom lived at the time.
Yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And then he would come pick me up in the morning.
Yeah.
Drop me off for school.
And I'm like, you come to class? I'm like, nah, not today. That's pretty much my answer every day.
Yeah, like the first half of the semester, he would come to class with me, and then...
He just stopped going.
I was like, I'm kind of done with this.
This is stupid.
It was psychology. I wasn't ever going to do anything in psychology.
It was Psych 101. It was
I ended up doing the same thing for 201. I took it as a night course.
Did you take 201?
I did it as a night course. And I was like, screw this. And I stopped showing up. I did my giant, like, we had a huge group project for 201 with, like, 5 people. I did my portion.
Yeah.
Did all my homework. Did pretty much never show up for class. Got a C for the class. And I was like, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Why not,
right? Shit.
No, but, I just took music classes. And then would occasionally take a math or an English course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I took the writing intensive English. That's the only one I dropped out of because I wasn't doing the writing.
Yeah.
I didn't write many papers in college.
Dude, writing a paper for me is like pulling teeth. I hate it.
I'll take tests all day, every day. Like, other people freeze up taking tests. I'm so good at tests.
Yeah.
Writing papers, I'm just like, I can't fucking focus on this.
That's what I hate. Mm-hmm. When I have to write a paper, I
just want to shoot yourself.
Well, it's medical, so I have to write medical grade papers. They can't just be...
Papers.
So you can't have an opinion. It's like all
fact.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I remember it was a Northwestern history class I did, and it had I think his name is Mr. Humans. He was
Northwest history. I know a lot about Northwest.
Yeah, and so I was like, I can get this shit. I wanted to be great.
That movie class.
Oh, what was it?
It was like film appreciation or something.
Yeah.
Like
no, I should have done that.
Like The Shining and all sorts of weird fucking old movies.
Yeah, but then I took it, and Mr. Human, he was a mix between John Malkovich and Albert Einstein. So it was like this fucked up collaboration. He had the hair. He almost looked like him, too. It was fucking weird. It was so entertaining and so engaging, but we had to write a 15-page paper at the end of the thing, and
he's like the black Norwegian guy with the naturally blonde hair.
But he's not black.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, but...
There was the guy, I think he taught, like, psych and sociology and then one other class. Kathy had him.
Oh.
He was a black guy with platinum blonde hair.
That's
it was
fucking
just
crazy.
His natural fucking hair.
That's cool.
Because his, like, mom was black and his dad was Norwegian or some shit like that.
That's a great mix. Fuck yeah, right on. But the 15-page paper, and at the time I was dating the first Christina, because I had 3 Christinas. You know, kind of thing. And then...
You got a theme.
Or actually, no, 4. I had 4. One that just went completely apeshit. It was
It's just
funny.
So you don't have to remember another girl's name.
Exactly. Like, especially during sex, I'm like, oh, Christina. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
No, but and she wrote the paper for me because I could not. I wrote 1 page. I'm like, I'm done. You know, she's like, you still have to get 15 or 14 more pages. I was like... So we had to, like, go to the library and, like, because I just kind of copied and pasted, you know, things here and there and just like, hey, look, it's, you know.
No, they fucking know that shit.
No, they don't.
Now they do.
I don't know. My mom's on top of it.
Shit.
Because she teaches English. And,
I had to take it just strictly a writing course.
Yeah.
And my shit's online, so I submit my paper and they say, okay, we're going to put it in this database and it's going to look... For everything.
For consistency.
So if you copy anything, we will find out, and you will be dropped from the course.
What the?
Yep.
Or whatever.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So glad I'm fucking graduated and shit.
That's why nowadays when they say write 5 to 9 pages, 5 pages it is.
Yeah.
I'm not an overachiever. Five pages sounds
good. Yeah. Yeah, no. That's crazy.
I was hella good at the 5-paragraph essay. Then they turned the pages.
What is that? They taught us five paragraphs in high school, and then in college, it's like, okay, now you need to expand that to six pages.
Yeah,
what?
The five thing was like so easy and so just legit, and then they fucked it all up by adding more pages.
They definitely didn't prepare my generation for college whatsoever.
Yeah, we're only a fucking year ahead of you.
I think I was drifting away to that.
That's awesome.
I took music classes, so I never really had to write papers. I just had a shitload of like piano practice. It was a 2-credit class, and you were in the fucking practice room 20 hours a week.
Jesus.
Yeah, you were just all the time. It was a really intensive class.
Now, have you played the piano since, or like... No?
No, I just...
See, that's one of the instruments that I would really enjoy playing.
Piano's fun. Piano's
hard. I bet. Do you have, do the stretches to, get your hand all wide so you can,
No, Marty taught me a couple stretches.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
High school stretches.
No, she's crazy piano player, man.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's really good.
Cool.
Yeah, because she was taking piano, when she was a little kid and shit.
Wow.
And then she was still taking piano, when we were in college.
Nice.
So, but I would have to write, responses to, just all this shit in music theory. I would have to write music.
Okay.
That was hard.
I bet.
The first year of music, I'm like, this is the shit. I love this.
I love music. It's awesome.
Even if I have to sing during because we, three times a quarter, we would have, sight reading, piano, singing.
Yeah.
Can't sing. Can't sing for shit.
I can't either.
Yeah, but I had to. Yep. I always failed that in theory. I never did good.
Oh.
Because I'm just such a slow reader when it comes to music. I can read rhythm super well.
Well, yeah, you're a drummer, man. Yeah.
But it's notes. I have such a terrible ear, and that's why I didn't really pursue it after the second year.
Yeah.
Second year of college, this blow.
That's funny.
I love this so much, and I can't fucking do it.
Yeah.
And, my piano class, Piano 101 has, 4 or 5 classes, and they're packed full.
Yeah.
Second year piano, it starts off with maybe 20 people, and then by the third semester, there's 5 of us, and there's only 1 class.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you had a couple finals. You would have finals in her office, and she's got a grand piano in there, and
you're just
full-on fucking grand.
Tight fucking bundle.
Yeah.
You're just Yikes. Oh, I couldn't do that.
It's alright.
After all that, it's all good.
Piano was fun. Piano,
yeah.
I wasn't the best. I wasn't moderately good.
Pianoist.
But I did okay.
Yeah.
Piano. And then you had night classes you had to take.
Oh.
Concert bands and shit.
Okay.
And then I was in 4 jazz bands, which were all really just R&B bands. One of them, yeah, we would play a lot of Tower Power. and we played that song that's in Who Killed Roger Rabbit.
Oh,
The Why Don't You Do Right.
Yeah.
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 And we were an R&B band with a mandolin and an accordion. Oh,
That is the whitest fucking thing. That's so great.
We had horns and shit. And,
oh, that's awesome. And so it's almost kind of like a ska thing, really. I mean...
It was an R&B band. It's not like we were playing punk with horns. We were playing fucking rhythm and blues music.
That's cool. Yeah.
But there were 3 drummers in this band.
Jesus.
Yeah. Not all at the same time. We all had our own sets of music.
Yeah.
And then... So there were 6 of us, playing at one time, so we were the Consensual Sextet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the coolest band name I ever had. That is really cool.
Yeah.
That was a fun band.
Fuck yeah.
And then I would get gigs playing with other bands, doing, contra dances and shit, just playing with GMA. And the lady who would book those gigs for us, who was in the band, we would go play O'Doherty's, and they'd give us free food. And we'd play contra dances, and they would give us... She was good at getting money out of people, so I would end up with, 25, 30 bucks at the end of the night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And they feed you?
Not at O'Doherty's.
Oh.
O'Doherty's was just kind of a jam, okay. But it was cool. They give us food, so it was the one out in the valley. So,
oh, yeah. Drove a lot, yeah.
I didn't drive. I got picked up. The car didn't work.
The Saturn wasn't working at the time.
Well, the Saturn had its on and off.
No.
Yeah.
I remember that Saturn got broken into too. Also, like
that. Yeah, that was our first year of college. I got my backpack stolen with all my books. Oh. I got my tools stolen, and I got my stick bag stolen, so I had no sticks for a while.
And how much, like, you had what? How many pairs of sticks in there?
I don't know. I don't know how many pairs of sticks I have now. I've got two stick bags.
Jesus.
But, so, the band, North, I was doing a lot of work with them.
Yeah.
I was, like, helping with the marching and driving shit. And so
that's
they,
cool.
They bought me a stick bag full of sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they filled it with sticks.
I don't remember you. Not here.
Were you on drugs, yeah. Jacob?
I was helping the drum line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, well, that was also the year I broke my hand and...
Couldn't play,
and I still got an A in the class.
Well, yeah.
Because
discrimination's not there. Yeah.
Well, you can't... You're in the band, you break your hand. It's not like you're not trying.
Yeah.
But...
How'd you break your hand?
I fell down the bleachers at
Fighting
NC.
Bums.
No, you know...
Fighting bums.
You know that outside...
Bleachers or bums?
You know the outside bleachers for the baseball game?
Yeah.
Biffed down those ones at like 6 in the morning. Stayed at school the whole day.
Holy
broken
shit.
Hand. Like, we're all poking it.
Good job, dummy.
Poking your hand after you broke it?
Yeah, it was all like blue and black. It didn't hurt at all. I was just like, whatever. And then like the day would progress, it'd get worse. And I
was getting swollen and shit.
And then finally by band, I was just like, I should call my mom. So I did, and I was like, I think I broke my hand.
Band was 6 period for you.
Yeah, it was.
That was the other cool thing.
You
made
the whole day. Now, which hand did you break?
My left.
So was it your writing hand?
No.
So that's cool. So, but just imagine, like,
I fucked up my left hand once, and that is my right hand.
That sucks.
Yeah, no, I fell, I landed on it this way, and I just snapped one of the bones.
So you went... Knuckles first. And then...
Fucking...
Did you hear it like a snap or anything, or did it...
I just remember jumping up and just being like, oh, shit, that hurt. I shook my hand out like nothing, and I just... I was going over to 7-Eleven to get something, like coffee or some shit. I went over there and got it.
7-Eleven saved everything.
Right!
That...
I got my...
God, 7-Eleven.
So I got my 7... I went to 7-Eleven, I came back, and I just... Stay this wall there.
Fucking Slurpees, jerky, dogs, everything, dude. I probably gained all my weight during high school, like, just eating at 7-Eleven. It was so good.
I was relatively fitter-ish in high school, like, freshman year of high school, because I was doing...
You were doing a lot of marching shit, too.
Well, we had marching, but I was in weight.
Yeah.
Athletes do weight. I was not an athlete. But
see, that's what I hated about
weight. They still kept us up at, like... You gotta do a 10-minute mile. I'm like, I've never done a 10-minute mile. Not ever.
I my first one was like maybe a year ago. Like,
yeah.
I was 28 years old. I could not do a 10-minute mile.
No,
fucking way.
I was doing 9 minutes in weights, but.
Wow.
Yeah, not that fit now. I can do like a 12 and a half.
Yeah, yeah. That's
all
pretty average, actually.
For almost 30 years.
Yeah.
But. Band was cool in high school because I was in the drum line and we had our own fucking class, and then he had no drummers in the other bands because he would just use the drum line from third period to go to the other four fucking bands.
Yeah.
And I was in the upper echelon of the drum line at North Central.
Nice.
So he's like, I need you four to go to all the bands, and then a couple of you can go here, a couple of you can go here. So I would skip first period, I would skip second period with guitar, third period I had band,
yeah.
I would skip fourth period for strings, and then I would skip sixth period for
advanced band.
So, I don't know, 4 times a year, because there was a concert every quarter, I had 2 days where I just skipped all my classes.
Because they had to come,
because
we didn't perform with them at all.
No,
wow.
we would only perform with them, no drums. Twice.
And, yep.
Right before a concert.
And then we have a concert
shit.
Night, so...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. So, we were kind of just learning the music that they had been working on for a while.
The whole quarter.
Yeah, because we had our own music to do during drumline, and we would run it once in drumline, and then we would go run it with them.
Yeah.
and we had, I had whole days where I just didn't go to class because I was in band with...
Fuck.
And teachers would not want to let us go either.
Yeah, I mean... I remember when I would go and perform with the beginner band class, and
yeah.
And that was first period.
That was first fucking period.
And they're like, we don't want you to go. It's like, well, I have to. I'm just in a concert. I'm sorry.
I don't have enough clarinet. We played, right?
No, I played sax.
Sorry.
It's okay. I started off with a clarinet, and then
I was semi-right.
And then I switched.
It's 10 years ago. I mean...
Yeah.
The Woodwind family. I mean, you're there.
Do you guys have a special memory from North Central, or, like...
I was in the band room a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a whole fuck ton. That's where we would hang out.
Yeah. That's... God, I just remember... What was his name?
Who?
Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do it.
You had
fun. Well, duh. That's why I kept doing it.
You gotta go a little bit further than that.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
Or was he a student?
He was a student.
Oh.
God, he was always creating havoc, too. And he loved Marilyn Manson.
Was it Ron?
That's it.
Yeah, we'd be outside, and he would...
Yep.
So, this cat... Hold on.
Well, before
we get to that, you know where Chris and Justin are right now.
Oh.
Flaming
Joe.
Yeah. They're working the Seahawks game tonight.
Poor bastards.
Seahawks have gotten big at Joe's. When I started there, it was all Raiders. I think even the Valley tried to keep on the Raiders, but I'm sure the Seahawks have...
No, the Raiders, when I visited Flaming Joe's, it was about 3 weeks ago, and me and Dad went, and we had both Seahawk jerseys on. And
which one?
It was the first week.
The North Store? Or?
The one in the East Valley. And there was just Raiders fans
They're
everywhere.
Mostly Raiders out there.
Yeah.
I think they're starting to get
Seahawks. Cool.
But the North Store, we tried to keep the Raiders theme and Seahawks fan because that store opened in 2009 and they started getting good in 2012.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
so everybody jumped that bandwagon.
So everybody jumped like hard.
Yeah.
And so it's full of Seahawks. So Chris and Justin are there, and they're serving up 26 flavors of wing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do the beer, but there's 22 flavors of beer on tap, along
Yummy
with a
beer.
Ton of fucking bottles.
Mm.
Football's going on every Sunday, Monday, Thursday.
Yep.
But football's on.
Even college football Saturdays, right?
Yeah. People come for college, just not as much.
Oh.
Well,
see, then that's when you go, people. So
yeah, I mean, college football's on, and you can watch whatever game you want.
Yeah.
But they have the Dish Network, and if you want to watch a game, go to Flamin' Joe's, because they've got all the games.
No, like, when I went, there was, like, at least 15 screens. Like, it was amazing.
No, there's way more than 15.
Well,
they've added, like, 15 screens since I left working at Flamin' Joe's.
That's awesome. Right on.
Yeah.
Sweet. So you'll never miss a moment.
It's great.
Nope.
Go Flamin' Joe's. Yeah.
So this Ron kid.
Yeah.
We would be eating lunch, and he would go over to the condiment bar and just fill up one of the...
Yes.
We'd get the paper bowls.
You are... This is the story I wanted to tell. This is so awesome.
So, I think this was our freshman year, so you were still a
farmer. I wasn't there.
You remember Ron? He was... I don't know what his ethnicity was.
He was a mix. Hardcore.
Middle Easternish.
Do you remember Ron?
Yeah, I went out with Egan and stuff.
Yeah.
He would go up to the slab every day. We would just go outside the cafeteria. And he had a bowl full of barbecue sauce and mustard.
Ketchup.
Pickles, onions, just everything he could get for free and just dump it and splatter. And it's such a dickhole move. And it's not like the rest of us were doing it.
And how does that make you feel now,
Ron? Oh, it feels so good.
But we
just like...
We would go watch him do it. It was like the highlight of lunch. We would go watch him do it. Robert and I were just getting off fucking working the lunchroom.
Yeah.
So we'd be eating our food where everybody else is done. And he would just launch this shit from the slab and spray condiments fucking everywhere.
It was one time he's like, I was on my period. Because he had all this
ketchup,
and it just squirted everywhere.
And
he's like, I don't know how to control my bowels.
And chocolate pudding in it. So one day he had like half a slice of pizza and all this shit in it, right? And he had the pizza on top that he pulled from some other kid. And he's up on the slab, and he's going to launch this shit. Because it didn't always originate from there. He'd just like throw it at the wall or just all over outside the cafeteria. And Brian, we're all down below, we see him up there. And Brian, for those of you not familiar with North Central, was the security guard. Big, bald motherfucker.
He was an actual cop, too.
Yeah. He was the resource officer. So we're all down below. Ron's got this thing over his fucking head like he's going to throw it. And you see Brian come up behind him and whisper in his ear. And he's like... And then you see Ron eat some of the pizza that's covered in the condiments.
And that pudding tasted like toothpaste. I don't know, it was supposed to be chocolate.
Yeah, it was supposed to be chocolate. It kind of had toothpaste flavor.
And then
Ron comes down the stairs. Brian took that fucking boat away from him. He got a good dipshit on there. Came downstairs and we're like, so what'd Brian say? He's like, what are you going to do with that boat of shit? And Ron turned around and was like, I'm going to eat it. And took a huge bite of this pizza that was covered in all sorts of nasty.
Oh, my God.
And got off. He's like, don't fucking do that anymore. And took the boat and left.
He still did it afterwards, but...
I don't remember him doing it out.
He did it at least once or twice after, I thought.
Maybe I wasn't hanging around a lot. But
yeah, no, he was more kind of my kind of guy.
He would go to Barnes & Noble because they didn't have a security system. Like, they've got all those fucking metal detectors out there, but they don't tag the books at all.
They tag some.
Maybe now.
Now.
Because Ron would go and steal, like, C++ manuals. Like, 5-inch thick.
Jesus.
Huge manuals. Put them under his shirt and then just leave, and he knew how to do C++ after that. $200 books, man. You think they'd have some sort of security system?
Yeah, it's crazy. He was a smart kid too, like for computer wise.
Yeah, he had fucking behavior issues and shit.
Yeah. I mean, he was a pretty good drummer too, but
I never saw him play. He never played in the band, and so I knew all those drummers, but I didn't know.
No, we
a
were
lot of the kids that weren't
smoking
in the band.
Pot, and we were just chilling and jamming.
Yeah, he was way into that shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was good times. Good times smoking the pot. Yeah. Weren't we gonna make a story about how you got addicted to pot?
No, we need to make that story.
Come on.
Stop making a story if everybody knows we're making that shit up.
It's even funner when they know.
No.
Alright, well fine. Okay, I see how you are.
You know I have. Justin's be like, you go home.
You didn't get high. Yeah, there's...
I got a little contact on our way to Mayhem, but that's because they were smoking in the fucking car.
Oh, yeah. Right
before we got pulled over by a trooper.
I hate getting high now. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's the paranoia thing, like, where you smoke, and I'm like, I gotta drive.
I don't do that shit before you gotta drive.
Well,
like,
yeah, I know, but...
Home for the night.
But, like, it just... And see, even when I'm home, like... I did this... Okay, so, me and my brother... He lived with me for a while.
I know he did, because he answered the door
and smelled like pot in my house.
Made a delivery.
Yeah. My Bane mask. That was legit. Yeah. But my brother, he came home one night, and he's like, here, man, have these brownies. I'm like, all
right. Didn't tell you?
Well, no, he did. He's like, they're full of shit. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like, well, I called Dork. I said, I'm calling in today. It's just going to be one of those days. Like, the school district, you know, it was great, you know.
Well, like, he's a janitor. We know what he's fucking doing.
And this was before the whole, like, marijuana was legal. And so, me and my brother...
Years ago.
And we don't get drug tested. Seriously, like...
You don't get drug tested?
We do not.
I get drug tested all the fucking time.
But see, that's the thing. You drive. Like, for the school district, when people drive, they have to get drug tested.
I don't get drug tested, and I handle C2 medication. That's one step below morphine. I'm handling codeine... Hydromorphone, oxymorphone, I don't get drug testing.
Cancer drugs.
No, we actually don't handle cancer drugs anymore. We
thought you had the red death there.
We used to. We stopped.
Hey, it's Jarrell. In the middle of this episode, my computer just restarted itself because updates and whatever, so we had to stop for a minute, and so there's a little pause in between what happened 10 seconds ago and what's going to happen in 10 seconds from now. Just want to let you know, a little show note. Enjoy.
Pardon?
Yeah, okay, no.
I'll just put an interlude in between the two.
Oh, okay, cool.
My computer fucked up.
So this is where we left off.
Yeah.
Talk about my. Do you want to talk about my brownie story, or we want to talk about
Jacob handles cancer drugs?
Yeah.
Used to handle cancer drugs.
Used to. The shit was nasty.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. So you have to place an IV catheter and hit it on the first shot. If you're outside the vessel whatsoever, once you start giving this medicine, you will kill the cells.
Destroy
in
the dog.
Leg. And the leg cells will die, and then the leg will start to slough off, like, all their skin. And
wait, like, quickly or, like, slowly?
No, quickly.
It's called the Red Death.
It's called the Red Death, yeah.
Fuck.
So, yeah, we
I thought the Xbox Red Death sucked.
Yeah, we used to carry that, but we stopped. They changed their laws and made it a lot harder for us to
get it.
Well, not just get it, but, like, you have to prepare it in a specific manner. Like, you're supposed to have, like, a flame hood.
Outside.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we didn't have one, so we kind of made our own. You'd use Ziploc bags. You'd mix it up in a Ziploc bag.
Okay.
So you wouldn't have it all out in the air.
Yeah.
It still really wasn't the safest thing to do. And you had to wear, like, special gloves, and you had to wear, like, 2 layers of gloves.
Jesus.
Yeah. And this is just one drug. And when you do cancer treatments, you usually do, like, a cocktail of 3 different drugs.
Yeah.
Like, you just rotate them out. And it was just... got to the point where once we had a specialist come downtown, we were like, oh, we're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
It was like, well, you made a good amount of money on it, but...
yeah.
Is it worth
it? Is it worth it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we stopped doing that.
The Red Death. That's crazy. I haven't heard it until now. That's... How did you know about it?
I told him that.
I've had many conversations with Jacob about
I just need to hang out with Jacob more often. Shit. That's crazy.
We talk about work a lot.
Yeah. So that's what my life is pretty much.
In school.
Probably. Work in school, and those kind of like go hand in hand, so.
Yeah, definitely.
So you work what you're going to school
yep.
for, yeah. At least you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, pot story.
Pot brownies.
Pot brownies. Oh, yeah. Okay, so brother was living with us, or with me, and he just came home one night, and he's like, hey, Rob. Or it was actually like, was it 9 o'clock in the morning? Because he did the graveyard shift, and he was gone for 3 hours because he usually got home around 7 o'clock in the morning, and he came home around 9, and he's like, "Dude, you need to take the day off." And I was like, "All right, I'll take the day off."
When was this?
I was working at Willard, so this wasn't very long ago, actually, and like I haven't smoked pot in, God, for like 5-6 years. And he just brought them, and he's like, we're going to eat these brownies. I was like, all right, cool. I called into work, say, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it in work today. They're like, okay. So we eat them.
I hear edibles are pretty potent. Like, Chris and Justin and Andy will be like, oh, they don't do shit for me.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy was talking about that candy that would fucking destroy you, I guess.
Oh, fuck. I'm scared. I would not try that candy. Yeah.
I hear you're only supposed to take, like, portions.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, these brownies were fucking awful. They were terrible. Yeah. Just, I was like, usually when I had pot brownies, it actually tastes like brownie, but this was like, this tastes like weed.
And yeah.
Weed is not that great to chew on. Seriously. I wouldn't do it. And so I was sitting there, I'm like, ooh, this is great. I feel good right now. I'm a little paranoid, but I'm just going to watch my TV. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get up. I sit up, and I'm like, dizzy as fuck. I'm like, this shit's awesome. Fuck yeah, man. So I go over and I make some chicken nuggets and I had some Mountain Dew. Perfect stoner food. Perfect for some, like, it was legit. I don't know how I planned that out. But I put in the nuggets in my toaster, or my, you know, little...
the toaster oven.
Yeah, toaster oven. And I was pouring the Mountain Dew and my eyelids were starting to fucking go blank. I'm like, this is fucking weird. And they go blank. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I hear this. I
can't see.
Yeah. And I'm like, I can't see. And I hit this thing, and I hear my cupboard door go like that. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I open my eyes, and I feel this pain on this, like, middle of my forehead. I'm like, I just head-butted the whole fucking... And this whole time, my brother was in his room sleeping, because he's like, oh, this shit makes me sleepy. I'm like, okay.
I worked all night.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there. And then I'm like, I'm going to fall backwards. So I'm like, oh, shit. And I had no control. Like, it was so weird. And then I was like, okay, so I, like, laid down, and I hit the ground. And, like, all of a sudden, like, this impending doom just, like, rushed over my whole body. And I was like, I'm going to fucking die.
You hit the whole fucking thing?
Well, I only laid, like, a corner piece and a one piece, and that was it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ha! And I was like, my brother's going to find me. Laying here, and I'm like, okay, I gotta scream, like I just yell,
take all my clothes off.
And I'm like, fuck, ah, shit. And I'm like, Matt, and I thought I said it, but I don't hear, and I didn't hear it, and no one came out, and so I just laid there for like 10 minutes, just saying, this is how I'm going to die. My brother's gonna
on the floor.
Yes, I was like, fuck this noise.
Right next to that bedroom.
He heard it. He told me like that next morning. He's like, did you bang on the cupboard door? Like, what was going on? I'm like, I told him the whole story. But he's like, that's fucked up. And I'm like, did I have, like, a bad reaction to it? Like, what the fuck? Like, or was it really stupid, strong shit? Because I threw up afterwards.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want this shit in my body anymore. This is scary shit. It's supposed to be fun.
Already got in your bloodstream.
Well, I threw up and I passed out, but yeah, no, I woke up and I'm like, never again.
You could have not wasted vacation day.
Yeah, no, that was one of those, like, wake-up moments where I'm like, marijuana's not that much fun anymore. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't worth it. It is so fucking expensive.
Uh-huh.
It's like, some of the stuff that my brother does, he puts this, weed into a container and, like, does this H2O or, like, C or O2 thing,
yeah.
And, like, it melts and, it, like, there's, like, droplets and he smokes that liquid. And it's like a really condensed like THC,
yeah.
And he's just like, and shit. It's hilarious. And then we call it the vaporizer, and it's like this little volcano thing.
I've seen like I oh watched Doug Benson Super High Me, and that's how he did it every day.
I took one hit out of like just the tiniest little. I was so fucked up. Oh my god!
Really?
Because it's pure THC. It is so much stronger. It's so nuts. So nuts.
It's water vapor, isn't it? Like
No. It makes you cough, and it gets you high quick.
Yeah.
It's bad. It was, yeah. I don't know how my brother does it. He did it for, it's like a whole month straight just to, and then he was getting a tolerance to it. I'm like, dude, that's like 4 bags. You need to stop. He's like, I'm not even high yet. I'm like, dude, chill. Fuck, man. But, yeah, that's... Never doing pop brownies again, cause did I tell you about the Disneyland?
Yeah.
With
your mom.
Yeah, with mom, and my mom fucking freaked the fuck out in Seattle because we tried to test it out before we went to Disneyland because my Mormon family was like, you should try it. I love my family, it's great. But yeah, think of it. Well, I'm gonna go see a Seahawks game. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a little shorter episode, but not terribly so.
No.
Maybe about 50 minutes.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So, for not having Chris, we did okay.
We did all right. Yeah, we did just fine.
Ish.
Thanks for the ish. I tried my best.
Me too.
He's just I think talking. We did great. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Jacob actually talked. It was awesome.
Talked, yeah.
Jacob talked about as much as he usually talks.
I talked more than that.
5 to 10 sentences.
Yeah, he did more than that, man. Come on. The Red Death was good.
Yeah. Car.
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 Oh, wait, no. Let's do it all in unison like Justin wants us to do.
All right, sure.
Car.
Thanks for listening to Why Do We Hang Out? Now, are you hungry, thirsty, enjoy sports, looking for a family-friendly place to enjoy good food, a beer, and all your favorite teams? Come on into Flamin' Joe's, with two locations in Spokane, one on the north side at 7015 North Division, and one in the valley at 11618 East Sprague. Daily specials, happy hour 3 to 6, and 9 to close. With 26 amazing wing flavors and an always-changing beer selection, there's something for everyone. Come on in and join us anytime. Flamin' Joe's is your locally owned wing stop.